Oh, a customer. How lovely. Hello, Nir. Please, come closer. Closer. Quickly now. Oh, but not too quickly. I wouldn't want you to accidentally trip over anything. Yes, the store is rather cluttered. I do apologize for that. I have been meaning to do some cleaning up, but alas, my familiars and I have been preoccupied documenting the upcoming dream shower, though I don't suppose you know anything about that. Well, I don't expect you to. It's a rather delicate process that only lunar witches engage in. It takes years to master, and it's rather tedious, but make no mistake, incredibly rewarding. Now, enough of my rambling. How can I help you today? You would like a dream, of course. Is this your first time purchasing a dream? Ah, how exciting. Well, no worries. I'll walk you through the entire process. Oh, how rude of me. Please do take a seat whilst I gather everything we need. Here we are. Since this is the first time you are purchasing a dream, I need to ask you a few questions in order for me to concoct the perfect dream for you, unless you want to purchase a standard dream. Well, the difference between a standard dream and a dream that is tailor-made is that a standard dream is open for interpretation. For instance, if you turn your attention to this bottle here, this is a laudation dream. A laudation dream causes the dreamer to dream of whatever brings them glory, fulfillment, and satisfaction. However, these feelings are subjective. What provides one dreamer satisfaction may not be the same for another dreamer. On the other hand, if you choose to purchase the tailor-made dream, the dream will be made specifically for you. If there is a memory you'd like to relive, or a loved one who has passed through the veil that you'd like to speak to in your dream, with the tailor-made dream, you'll be able to do all of those things without fail. I cannot guarantee the same if you were to purchase the standard dream, and as you are a first-time customer, I wouldn't want to give you a fright by giving you a standard one. Ultimately, the choice is yours. Which one would you like? The tailor-made one. Wise choice. Now, I'm going to ask you a few questions so that I may create the dream tailored to your tastes and needs. Is that alright? Perfect. Let's begin. First question, how long would you like the dream to last? Do keep in mind that time in the dream realm works differently than time in the real world. And would that be in the dream realm, or? Alright. What type of dream are you wanting to have? Is it a memory, a fantasy, or... Alright, I will need to pull out a few strands of memory from you in order to make this happen. Is that alright? No, it won't alter your actual memories whatsoever. Don't you fret. Alright? Would you like to remember your dream, or would you rather be left with a lingering feeling when you wake up? Okay. What is your sleeping environment like? Do you have a cozy room in your house with a nice soft bed, or are you currently on an adventure and chose to purchase a dream in order to have some form of comfort whilst on the road? Alright, and this is for... Okay, I see. How interesting. Now tell me, what is your diet like before retiring for the evening? Do you perhaps have a glass of milk before sleeping, or do you not consume anything an hour before going to bed? Alright. Do you take any medication, tonics, or other potions in order to help you sleep? Oh, you do. May I ask what it is? A nightfall elixir. Oh dear. You must suffer from insomnia, don't you? Well, I can assure you that the elixir you take will pair perfectly with my dreams, especially if you purchased it from the Moonlight Witch. Oh, you did? How lovely. How has it been working for you? That's good to hear. Let me write that down. I believe that's all I need to ask. Thank you for being ever so patient and cooperative during this process. I understand that some of this may be a bit personal and want to assure you that we pride ourselves on discretion. I promise nothing you said will ever leave these four walls. Well, except you, and the dream, of course. Now, let's get to the dream. Contrary to popular opinion, dreams cannot be created or destroyed, only altered, which is why us lunar witches need to mix different types of dreams. Oh, no. We don't use magic on the dreams themselves. Dreams are a very powerful force. Even if we did use magic, we won't be able to alter them. Well, yes, some people do use different tinctures and curses in order to alter their dreams, but those aren't actual dreams. Actual dreams are complicated, multifaceted energies. Aside from that, they're the only things that will work 100% of the time. Yes, shall we proceed? Perfect. Now, I want you to lie down on that bed behind you. Yes, feel free to hang your coat and bag up over there, and let me know when you're ready. Ready? Lovely. Let's begin. I want you to think of the memory that you want the dream to be about. Picture it in your mind. Pay specific attention to who it is in the dream, what they're doing, and how they're making you feel. Is it a happy feeling? A sad one? An angry one? Hold on to those emotions for me. Yes, perfect. You're doing very well. Now keep visualizing for me. And I'm just going to... Perfect. You can open your eyes now. Yes? Yes, this is the memory I'm going to be using to concoct your dream. Yes, feel free to sit up now. If you so wish, you can rest until the dream is ready. I'll wake you up once it's completed. Oftentimes, extracting memories from a subject for the purpose of recreation can be incredibly taxing. If you feel tired, that's completely normal. Yes, of course. It will take a bit of time to complete, so you may as well rest. No, it's no trouble at all.